Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Open phones later in this hour. The supreme commander of Iranian military forces has gone public, saying 9/11 is clearly an inside job. We had a former CIA subdirector over an entire division of the CIA going public, saying clearly it is an inside job, and that's Bill Christensen. More and more people every day go public, entertainers, doctors, scientists, pastors. And speaking of pastors and ministers and spiritual leaders, that is so important. This country was founded by pastors, the Black Brigades, that led us against King George and his oppression. And we have also an author, not just a pastor, here with us. The book is America, Fascism, and God, Sermons from a Heretical Preacher, and it's Davidson Lore. My friends, my father-in-law and mother-in-law actually go to his church. They have a lot of different political events, diverse political ideas and views, which is what we need, a true, open, fair discussion. So, Mr. Lore, I want to thank you for coming in the studio.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You bet. Just in a nutshell, this is a short segment. We're going to come back. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about growing up in Vietnam, you know, the life experiences. I think all of that feeds into your credibility in going public on 9/11 being an inside job.
Well, I've pretty much bought everything I was told by my country growing up. I went to Vietnam. I was a combat photographer and press officer. I put in for the transfer to the field because I wanted to be involved in the war in some way. I believed everything we were told. I bought the domino theory. I bought every bit of it at the time. Came back and took 15 years before I understood that we had no business being there. We had no idea what we were doing there, and we didn't do it right once we were there. So I've felt that I was patriotic and serving the country however I could serve it, and that's made it hardest to come to the realization that a lot of Americans have come to and that most are going to have to come to, that our government did 9/11. They orchestrated it. They planned it. Whether it was done with agents of Mossad, I don't know. That seems intriguing with the story of the dancing Israelis and this sort of stuff.
There are a lot of connections to at least a support role.
Yeah, at least a support role. So I'm doing this not as a troublemaker, and sometimes I feel out of step both with the right and the left. I'm out of step with the left because I'm saying things like 9/11 was an inside job that the left doesn't want to talk about very much.
That's because it's controlled like the right.
That's whatever it is. But it feels like what I'm serving is the kind of truth that can set us free as Americans and as individuals. And I don't see much conflict between what I'm trying to do as an American and what I'm trying to do as a pastor.
You got some heat, what was it, earlier this year when you finally went public on 9/11. Can you tell us a little bit about that process and what happened?
Yeah. Some of this was my fault. It was February 12th. I did a sermon called Habits of the Heart, and when I was seeing the patterns of some of this, I was talking about John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and I was seeing some of the patterns of what he was describing and the way that we take over countries and so on, and I was working on the sermon draft Friday night and thinking, the patterns can't stop at our borders. These are patterns that have to go on everywhere. And then realized that 9/11 fit into this perfectly. So I threw 9/11 in at the end of the sermon as an illustration, which is not a smart thing to do with something as powerful as 9/11. And I threw out some websites that I'd copied from David Griffin, and I hadn't checked them, and I don't think David had either. And websites that also had Holocaust denial and stuff like that, that makes it very easy just to trash them and trash everything coming with them. So I caught heat, I think, partly for that. But we had over 500 people there that Sunday. About a third at one of the two services gave a standing ovation. And around 3 to 5 people altogether walked out.
We're going to break. When we come back, we're going to get more into this. And when I say you got heat, the paper attacked you.
Yes.
The people supported you. We'll be right back.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Davidson Lohr is our guest, and he was a combat photographer in Vietnam. He's been a pastor for many years. He's also an author. We have a link to it up on InfoWars.com. America, Fascism, and God, Sermons from a Heretical Preacher. And I would like you to kind of recap and go back through a YouTube video clip I saw posted from a few months ago, or I guess just a few weeks ago, after you premiered my film Martial Law there at the church, which I appreciate you doing, to a packed house. You then basically broke down motive, which is one of the clearest and most important areas to look at concerning September 11th. But again, you made national headlines when you went public first a few months ago. What was the thinking process? I want to get back into that. Why, Pastor, did you decide to go public to begin with? Why did you decide to go ahead and take that step?
You have to. I think cowardice is a sin in the pulpit, and I think dishonesty is a sin in the pulpit. You have to. You have to tell what you think the truth is and why you think it's the truth. And you may be wrong, and that's fine, but you have to do that. I think that politics, religion, a lot of institutions like this are places where we trust that people will try to serve something transcendent rather than just caving in and selling out. You have to do it.
Well, I wish we were wrong about September 11, but we're not. I mean, it's an orgy of evidence is how I've described it. It's really ridiculous.
It's true. It's sad and it's ridiculous. And the motive, I think is the most important question.
I want to get into that, but first, you got standing ovations when you went public on 9/11. You got a standing ovation when you gave a speech after airing one of my 9/11 films or segments of it, Martial Law. I mean, that's a key here that your parishioners and, of course, people who read the Austin American Statesman. I went and looked at the emails and the comments and the blogs. They were predominantly positive. You got a lot of support around the country. It's still the mainstream media, though, that tries to tar and feather people that go against the official orthodoxy.
Yes, and it's kind of a vicious circle. The mainstream media doesn't want to touch it because the mainstream media hasn't touched it, and so it isn't fit to touch. And other people don't trust 9/11 truth stuff because the mainstream media haven't covered it. So it's quite a circle that seems to be turning now. The story seems to be creeping into mainstream media in a lot of different places.
And isn't a lot of that Bush has been caught and his controllers have been caught lying about WMDs, then it came out they premeditatedly lied. We already knew that, but now we've got the documents, White House, Downing Street memo, that they've lied about so many other things, that they were involved in Enron and the trillions missing from the Pentagon, and people are now learning about more and more crimes, and they're seeing this ominous police state being set up, and I just think instinctively at people's cores, not just the information, instinctively people know, well, there is a threat, but the government tells me it's Al-Qaeda, but I get the feeling the threat's really this government.
Yeah, I think all this points to a deeper sense of distrust. You know, the Greeks had a motto that character is destiny, and I think that people are beginning to see the character of the people in the administration. And when people start saying, all right, wait a minute, would people who torture prisoners, who hide them illegally, who arrest people without warrants, who suspend habeas corpus, who lie about WMD, who steal two elections in a row, who transfer wealth to the top half or tenth of a percent of the people, hidden on page 26 because the 9/11 stuff has covered it, would people like this actually lie to us? Would people like this be willing to kill 3,000 Americans in order to mobilize the country? And once you ask that question, the answer is, yes, they would. They would more than anyone I can think of.
Yeah, I mean, if you could repeat in a nutshell the last speech you gave that I saw to the members of your flock there. Can you go over that? I mean, because I love the way you laid it out. And really, you were there describing it first person as the process that you mentally went through.
On motive? Or
yes, motive.
The motive now, yeah. I think it's important, you know, it's a rule in debate that before you can argue against something, you need to be able to make the argument for it in ways that people who believe in it would agree with. And that was hard for me. But I think I do understand why they did it. And I think that the logic is absolutely compelling. I think it's evil, but I think it's compelling. And I think it's this. After the fall of communism, people began realizing we're the only bully in the world. No one can stop us. Someone is going to write the rules for the way the world runs. Why shouldn't we write them? Now, depending on how you finish this sentence, it may either be a noble thing or not a noble thing. If you finish the sentence by saying, we want to write the rules of the world so that they serve the majority of the people, so that they help everyone reach their full humanity, so on and so forth, then that's one case. That's not the way the sentence was finished. The way the New World Order finishes the sentence is, we want to rewrite the rules of the world so that the people who own the world get to run the world, and no one else has the power to stop them from doing it. It's a plutocracy, it's an imperialism, it's a rewarding the rich, it's eliminating the middle class, and that's where it turns evil. They compare themselves to, I guess, FDR in Pearl Harbor when they prayed, since Brzezinski in 97 was praying for a new Pearl Harbor and the Project for New American Century prayed for a new Pearl Harbor. They knew it would take something like that to mobilize and numb the American people enough to do this.
And they were so arrogant, they said that.
And they said it right out and are quite proud of it. And I think that's what I mean by the power of the logic. They really believe history has offered us a chance to rewrite the rules of the world, and if we don't take it, we're not only stupid, we're cowards. There's a lot of power to that argument. And if what they were trying to do was rewrite the rules absolutely to empower people, to empower humanity, so on and so forth, then I think we'd have the whole world behind us. But it's not what they're trying to do, and that's why the whole world is turning against us.
And now they've been somewhat honest, too, on neocon fake conservative radio, because the listeners call in and go, yeah, we want the oil, and, you know, we know best, and it's America, and it's going to be good for my pocketbook. But when you read the globalist known documents, no, we're going to pay for all this. We're going to be enslaved here, too. We're not, as the American people, you know, part of this and part of this great glory. This new world order means the end of the United States as well, in a very dark worldwide empire. So you read those PNAC documents and other documents. Now we've got Gulliver's Travails, a Air Force document from 97 as well, where they say we need a huge terror attack to mobilize and dominate the planet. And when they say dominate the planet, they mean a new dark age of consolidation and control.
Yes. Yeah, they do. Loss of life isn't what's important to them. Loss of money is what's important to them. And you saw that on 9/11 with Larry Silverstein's buildings. The loss of life didn't matter, but not only did he not lose a cent, he made a lot of money on his buildings.
Yeah, $200 million investment, and that's conservative. The evidence shows it's about $185 million, but I'll round it up. He already owns seven, but he didn't own the other towers.
Right.
2.5 months before, he buys them for a very small investment of a couple $100 million, or he leases them on a 100-year lease, and then he takes out a double policies of $3.5 billion apiece and has collected on those. So we're looking at a seven-plus billion-dollar profit.
Yeah, you have to follow the money to understand why and who were involved in 9/11, I think. Money was a big thing, and I don't know how to tie in some of the other things. The gold beneath the towers, there's a lot of money there. I don't know how to tie any of that in, the insider trading.
Yeah, I mean, whatever the New World Order does, they do a cost-benefit analysis. Hey,
yes.
we get to grab oil, we get to grab the opium, we get to have a domestic police state, we get to service the economy and give contracts to all our buddies to move the military-industrial complex, not just into overseas, but now in orchestrating and Lockheed even running the red light cameras, the face scanners, you know, service the databases, NSA systems, and then, oh, by the way, where do we pick a target? Well, we've got one of our operatives, well-known to be involved in trafficking of certain things, Larry Silverstein. You know, he's this deep cover agent, and so it's a perfect place. Hey, we'll do it there. We'll also take out a big insurance policy. Hey, there's a bunch of gold in there. We'll grab that while we're at it. I mean, they just go right down the line.
And there's another dimension to it that's surrealistic. These people were bright enough to have put together a very slick story. This thing was planned far in advance, but they didn't do that. And there's something in the story that they passed off that is a mockery, that is a kind of slapping at anyone who's dumb enough to believe it. Buildings that fall straight down as only controlled demolition makes them happen, that Dan Rather, that all the news reports on 9/11 observed. And then
it shows a drunken hubris.
It shows a drunken hubris, and it shows a cocky hubris that enjoys putting off a really stupid story on people and getting them to buy it.
You know, just as a layman, I've read a lot of criminology, and the people that have these sociopathic, psychopathic mindsets, I mean, as you know, Pastor, that's how they are. They always want to get caught. They always do it arrogant. They always leave clues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the psychopath goes to the cops and says, I know something about this murder. Maybe I can help you. You know, I mean, this is what they do.
That's right. That's right. I have a friend who was an attorney for the state who talked about how brilliant some of the criminals that they prosecuted were. And if they just applied the brilliance in another way, they could have been successful. But it wouldn't have had the challenge, wouldn't have had the smugness that they get, I think. And I think part of what's poisonous about that cockiness is the cynicism that then it's easy to feel that the dupes that you can dupe, us, that you can dupe, really deserve what they're getting. They really don't deserve better if they're that stupid.
Well, that's the whole social Darwinism of, hey, these
yes.
idiots can't figure this out, and so this is what they deserve.
That's right. That's right. And that's right. And it is frightening.
When we get back, I want to talk about, Pastor, where you see this going in the future. And you talk about this wake-up happening, and for every action, there's an equal reaction, as we know. I mean, that's just the laws of science. So there is this reaction now. As their power grows, our power grows.
Mm-hmm.
But ours is fractured and organic, which has strengths and weaknesses. Theirs is so centralized. We're also seeing fissures in the elite. Some people are going, hey, this is dangerous. You guys have upset the whole apple cart. Some of the European elite, we know, are saying, hey, gradual power, soft power. Let's go seduce countries and get them to go along with us. You know, you're going to get us actually, you know, our butts kicked if you keep being aggressive about all this. So I want to get your view on that because I really respect your view. And I want to, you know, that speech you gave where you talked about how, you know, well, they've done this, this, and that, all these other bad things. Why wouldn't they do this? You know, I think that was key. And we'll also take calls at 1-800-259-9231. 9/11, a foundation event for the globalist. Something they use as a cover, a smokescreen for every crime they commit. They go, yeah, but we're a post-9/11 world. We'll talk about new terror attacks.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is September 7th, 2006. Gold opened at $622.20, and an ounce gold coin can be purchased for $656.93. Again, that's $656.93 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Foreign countries have had a significant impact on the price of gold, and the demand continues to be strong. Summertime has a tendency to slow down trading in the physical markets, and there are many bargains to be found. With fall weather and kids back to school, these opportunities tend to dry up quickly. If you are a bargain hunter and would like to take advantage of these offers, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I would also like to mention our free report regarding government rules on trading gold privately. Call for that report. It's free. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Davidson Lohr is our guest, continuing with our discussion that we were having. Where do you see all of this going? I mean, the 9/11 Truth Movement, every 6 months, we've looked at the numbers, it's roughly doubling the number of people that visit the sites that are awakening. It's exponential, and I think the imperial hubris, in a way, was a weakness of the establishment. I see a lot of the arrogance now evaporating. Number one, do you agree with that? Number two, how do you think they're going to respond now? They're starting to take us serious.
They're starting to act cornered. They're starting to act more desperate. The business of attacking anyone in the 9/11 truth movement as either aiding the terrorists or being anti-Semitic or the rest of this stuff, this kind of name-calling seems to be cornered people. Where do I think it's going? Part of me wonders, can they get away with it, and thinks, boy, they control everything. They control almost everything. They control the story. They've gotten away with it for 5 years. I never would have imagined this could happen. You know, we knew more about the falseness of the Iraq claims before we went into Iraq than we knew about Vietnam, even in 1970. And I thought, when you have this many people who know this much this early, this isn't going to succeed. But it did. It's gone on for years. But I think that we may be coming toward the 100th monkey, toward the tipping point, where there are enough people who are willing to say the really hard thing to say, which is that, my God, our government did this. I understand why they did it. I understand the logic. And maybe if I were that ambitious, I would have done the same thing. But it's evil, and it isn't the best of America. This kind of thing, this focusing on the nationalism of America instead of on the high values that made America great, is the same kind of thing that's happened to the Christianity in America. The churches that are supporting this fascism are teaching a religion about Jesus that Jesus would have detested. The religion of Jesus is very simple and very hard. You know, the quality of your faith is judged by how you treat those who are least among you. There isn't a harder rule anywhere than that, or a more honest one. There's no arrogance in that. There's no nationalism in that.
But I wish these arrogant people, these evil people, realized the intense pleasure of being humble and of serving others and of guarding the little ones and the weak. I've had a lot of great experiences in my life. I've been a lot more arrogant and aggressive in the past, and that I was not happy then. You know, as I get more and more humble, and as I get more and more of a servant attitude, it's wonderful. I feel so sorry for evil people or just decadent people who never experienced that.
Yeah, there's a Buddhist story saying that oceans are so great and powerful because they're lower than the rivers, and their humility gives them the strength. And I think that's right.
What do you see happening in the next few months? I mean, I see a prime chance for them to stage another terror attack. I'm a similar prediction I made before 9/11, with the caveat that if we speak up now and exert ourselves, we could back them off and stop them. I've only made two predictions, and I've made this second one. And give me your gut-level analysis.
I think they could do it. And I think that the public response has helped stop some of it. I think the public response is effective. I think as people find their voices, it's getting effective. I can't predict the future. You know, I think if they get scared enough, they'll pull off a really big terror attack.
But at least we force that, and it's not on their clock, it's not on their agenda. And I think if they do that out of arrogance or out of fear, I think it's going to backfire even bigger. The problem is, with this system falling, it's going to be painful.
Yeah, and everything's at stake for them. I think they have to pull out all the stops. Getting Bush into the White House under the Cheney administration was what they'd needed to be able to bring their plan into effect. You know, they'd written President Clinton about it in, what, 97 or 98?
Yeah, they said, please do this.
Yeah, please do this. So they've been very above board about it. Now they have the chance to do it. If they get uncovered and unseated, it could undo this chance for decades. So everything is at stake for them. I don't think there's anything they would not do.
Well, I agree with you, and the other analysts I talked to agree. They have overextended themselves so far in this Ponzi scheme that they need to pump it up to the next level to kind of smokescreen the past. That's how scams work. You got to get them bigger or they're going to fall apart. The problem is they have failed in Lebanon. They're failing in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
They're failing so many places that I just know we're in a really interesting time right now.
You said something a while ago that brought up another, what I think is a really important idea. You're talking about how the powerful are acting arrogantly and so on and so forth. And I was at a meeting a couple of years ago with a very good speaker, and someone talked to her about speaking truth to power, and she scoffed. And she said, that's a waste of time. She said, power knows the truth. Power thinks that power trumps truth. She said, our job is to speak truth to the powerless in the hope that they will use it as a basis for action.
That's incredible. Remember the Karl Rove, New York Times quote, where he said, we're history's actors, none of you even matter. We'll change reality day to day.
That's right. That's right. So it does no good to speak truth to them. They know what the truth is. They think power trumps it.
The key is get out to the people. We'll be right back, Pastor. We've got a long segment coming up, plenty of time to talk and take calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Johnny in Hawaii, Fred in Pennsylvania, Rick in Texas, Richard in Oklahoma, Dennis in North Carolina, and others. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. He is the author of America, Fascism, and God, Sermons from a Heretical Preacher, Davidson Lord. And you can find his book at Amazon.com, a lot of other places. We have links to it up on Infowars.com. Right now, we were talking during a break a few minutes ago about the nature of evil. These are selfish people. You talked about, you know, don't speak truth to power because, and I'm talking about real power, really evil people. Obviously, speak truth to county commissioners and congressmen and women, but we're talking about really evil people like Rumsfeld or Bush or Cheney or their controllers. I mean, these guys know the truth. They know we're naive. They know we're simple-minded. They know they can get away with doing just these horrible things because society could never come to grips with facing the full horror. But I think the survival mechanism has kicked in, and people instinctively know we better face this truth or things are going to get just worse and worse. Listen, this is only the beginning. We have Bush coming out in a speech yesterday saying, well, we don't torture people. We just get rough with them and pressure them. Well, that's the Alberto Gonzalez memos when he was White House counsel. He said, well, we won't call it torture. We'll call it pressure. And if they die under pressure, that's legal. If we didn't mean to kill them. And then John Yoo writes a memo about crushing children's genitalia. And I hate to mention that a lot. But, I mean, folks, he wrote this. He's at a CFR meeting in Chicago. CFR members, these are elitists. They're going, what is wrong with you writing this? Do you agree with this? And John Yoo said, yeah, all power flows out of the presidency. We can do this. So the Army's own report, just from Abu Ghraib, one of 30-something camps in Iraq. Then they've got dozens all over Central Asia and the Middle East and Egypt and Jordan and you know, places in Eastern Europe. And they admittedly, folks, are taking little kids in there, and they are hiring former federal jail guards that have been fired for sexual abuse. That's come out in the news. They're hiring them. They're flying them over there. They're actually hiring people who they have files on who are pedophiles. I mean, this is hell on earth, maximum-type wickedness that even though they admit it, when I say it, I feel like I'm a liar because my mind can't even... to myself, as much as I know about these people, I can't fully fathom that. I mean, we know governments have done things like this before, but I've never known of a government in modern history. The Nazis hid what they were doing. I mean, this government is in hiding, and they know psychologically that if they can just announce and throw down the gauntlet of pure evil and get us to somehow accept that, then they've set the precedent to do whatever they want. So, Pastor Lohr, can you speak to the nature of evil?
The nature of evil is primarily selfishness. It's primarily exalting what you want and what serves you at the expense of everyone else. That's making everyone else means to your end, that turns them into things that you can do whatever you like with as long as it gets you your ends. And if you get into that mindset, it's very easy to feel it and to feel nothing about it. And I think that's what's taken over now in our country. And some of it is the desperation. They think history's offered them this one chance to rule the world, and everything is at stake for them. I can understand that missionary zeal. I just think it's evil.
Well, there's a bizarre rationale to that. You know, they claim we've got to guard the truth, a bodyguard of lies. We've got to be more evil than the most evil, you know, to continue the future of our freedom. And they tell this to their mid-level and even high-level minions. But when in truth, they are attacking everything good and righteous. They're attacking everything that's a bedrock, the family, society, sovereignty. While they claim nationalism, it's a plastic made in China fake. You know, plastic flag nationalism, it's really destroying our sovereignty. I mean, just everything is a counterfeit.
It is. This dream, though, of an American style of fascism, which is different from the Nazi style of fascism.
Pax Americana.
Pax Americana, and it is, as Vice President Wallace said over 60 years ago, more concerned with controlling the information and the stories. It's a softer kind of approach to this at first, though apparently we have prison camps being built in the country and all this kind of...
Houston Chronicle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but they spin it. They go, it's for illegal aliens and political dissidents.
Right, right.
I mean, to have them... That's the thing. Why do you think they're just going totally public with it?
You know, I'm of two minds. One is just that it's arrogance, and the other that it's desperation. And that they're caught, and they're saying things that... If they just wake up, I think of the Falwell and Robertson thing on television when they blame 9/11 on the ACLU and women and so on and so forth. And I thought, here are two guys who are so media savvy. How stupid to say that on the air. They certainly both knew better than this, because it's the hate list they came out with then was precisely the same hate list that the fundamentalists of Islam had come out with, that Khomeini had come out with in 79. They hate uppity people. They hate liberated women. They hate gays. It's the same kind of hate list. And I thought then, what surprises me is that these guys are so media savvy, they knew better than to say that with the mics on.
Well, but at the same time, it's a scapegoat. I mean, they themselves,
sure.
It's well known the White House... most of the White House taste is not what it was in the past. The high class female hookers, they like the guys with the military haircuts, and they're bringing in so many male prostitutes, and basically the carport's full. So at the same time, they're always attacking and have these football issues, you know, to try to divide people, but they're really into it.
Well, and I think any psychologist would say that makes perfect sense. If you're going to act out at one extreme that isn't honest, something in the background is kind of like the Portrait of Dorian Gray. if you're going to wear your pretty face to hide all your evil, the evil is going to grow and grow and grow inside of you. So that makes sense. And I think it is evil. And I think I'm not saying evil in the sense that we're all good and they're all bad and we ought to go kill them. I'm saying this is a waste not only of America and of lives in Iraq and around the world. This is a waste of human potential everywhere.
No, exactly. And instead of being the beacon of truth and being respected and loved despite our problems, we really now, they've taken us from the most loved to the most hated in just a few years, and they're on overdrive. I mean, these people are totally disconnected from the reality of what they're causing. Of course, you know, we say they know the truth. They callously know what they're doing, but I think there's also a lot of delusion going on.
There's a lot of delusion going on, and once again, it comes back to the two images, an image of wholeness and of humanity kind of brought to its fullest. You have this maybe in the Marshall Plan after World War II, where here was a power that, for the first time in history that I know of, actually helped the people it had just defeated. Yes, there were some selfish interests involved. We wanted trading partners. We wanted the rest of it. But we didn't have to do it that way. We could have vanquished them the way we did after World War I at Versailles, and we didn't. We did something very noble with the Marshall Plan.
Well, they learned from Versailles. That grew Hitler.
That's right, and that grew Hitler. And now we're going back, unlearning everything that we'd learned.
Well, that's another thing. You couldn't make up a Hollywood script like this. People, it would be too bizarre, too unbelievable, that Prescott Bush was the chief Nazi agent.
That's right.
That's admitted, folks. He was even taken into custody briefly. He was even fined. Then he got some charges dropped. He started the USO to try to say, well, I'm all patriotic. You know, you can't have a guy who's a Nazi running this. But it's admitted that they're not. You know, their nest egg, the thing that started them, was the Thiessen Nazi money.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And to come to this Bush, I think that he was a brilliant choice for the neocons for president. And the reason is, and this is more psychology than anything, but if you look just at George W. Bush's history, he's failed at everything he's done as an adult. He's been bailed out by his daddy's rich friends in every single business venture and the Saudi Arabian family.
Well, he really was flunking out of Yale like Cheney did twice, but they basically went in with some endowment, so he got it.
That's right. And he was put into the White House among other reasons, though I think we have a confluence of several things going on now that were unrelated but that have been tied together like a braid. He was put into the White House for, among other reasons, to repay his daddy's rich friends, and he's done that splendidly. I think the other agendas that have come in are the imperialism, the more worldwide ambitions, abroad, the plutocracy at home, the transfer of wealth to the rich, the removal of rights so that people can't protest that in any way, and then the use, as Hitler did too, the use of a very degraded form of religion as kind of a German Christian church, is what they called it in the Nazi times. But when you have, what's his name, Hagee?
Pastor Hagee.
Pastor Hagee.
I heard him on the air this morning calling for World War III.
That's right. You have stuff like this, and you think, wait a minute, try reading any of the teachings of Jesus and reconciling them with any of this. This may be Christianity now. Perhaps this is what they brought Christianity to. Perhaps they own the symbols of Christianity so that those who follow Jesus won't be able to reclaim the symbols, and Christianity will die the way it died in Germany after World War II, the way it died in Spain after Franco had brought the church into power with him. Maybe they'll do that to Christianity.
And that's what happens afterwards. Once the state takes over a religion, once that current government falls, then churches that were filled before are dead because people know that's a dead institution.
And it's a deep dissatisfaction. Once people find that the churches will and do sell out so easily for money and power, I don't think they ever trust them again. And if you can't trust the church to stand against stuff like this, who needs it?
Well, that's why the churches in the past in this country were so full of people. These were revolutionary churches. These were where there were passions, and the preachers said what they wanted. It was diverse ideas, but people knew this is where the community comes together and gets involved politically. And so the government knows with a faith-based initiative to come buy off the churches and all the things that are happening, this is bone-chilling.
It is bone-chilling, and the IRS thing with the Episcopal Church in California trying to remove its tax-exempt status from speaking out. As far as I know, they haven't ever pressed anything against any of the megachurches or Reverend Hagee or any of the rest of these people.
It's because they're government mouthpieces.
Because they are government mouthpieces. So, again, it isn't that they're trying to separate church and state. I like church and state separated, too. I just think churches have to speak up on high ideals and values.
And to be clear, the government isn't to be involved in the churches, and you're not going to have a government state-controlled church. So in the name of separation of church and state, they're saying the government's going to come in and regulate churches. That's the opposite of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Yes, and the law, and I like the law is that churches can't be partisan politics if they want to keep their tax-exempt status, but that they may speak out on issues. And I would say they must speak out on issues, and that stopped, too. There's a chilling silence in all the pulpits.
But even before that, 50 years ago, we didn't even have the tax exemptions. Again, that itself violates the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. I want to take some calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Johnny in Hawaii. Johnny, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Father. It's been a long time since I had a chance to talk to you. One thing you haven't really mentioned about maybe the reason that these people are accepting a lot of the things they see in the media is because of the illiteracy rate in the U.S. I work at a medical facility, and the doctors are taught to talk to patients at a much lower education level and use words they understand because these are government statistics.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, I've had former, number two, heads of Department of Education on. There was a concerted effort to dumb the population down, to standardize, to make people basically mindless automatons. The government and the media are also attacking the language. They're changing the meanings, the semantical meanings of words, and then also reducing words. The language is being reduced, which is right out of 1984.
That's right. The government's own figures is 50% of the U.S. population is illiterate. So with
I think it's like 6% read books, and I think we're only talking about I forget the number. It's higher than that, but still quite low that are literate, and then others are functionally literate.
Exactly, and that's why they can the Illuminati can put all these different things right in your face, and the people that watch your show or listen to you have the insight of what's going on.
Well, sure, but it's
more
than
that. Other people just watching MTV and kicking back and drinking beer.
Sure, sure, but it's more than that. It is willful ignorance. I was talking to a British broadcaster on air yesterday, and he told the story, and I've had similar things happen to myself, and he's talking to another, I believe he said it was a reporter, about 1984, and look at all the cameras, and hey, you think they should put cameras and microphones in the houses? And, that's 1984. And the other reporter said to him, well, yeah, but Winston was the bad guy in that book, and the government was actually trying to help the people, and most people liked Big Brother. And so that shows the brainwashing that even, quote, educated people read a horrifying book like 1984, and because they see it now in the real world, they make an instant decision to doublethink or crime stop and rationalize and then accept it. Now, that is called willful denial. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Comment?
One other dimension of this in the dumbing down of America, you go back to some of the Lincoln-Douglas debates from 150 years ago. Some of these lasted 4 hours and had audiences of hundreds of people listening to four-hour debates on political issues with tremendous detail and even big words. And now we're really in an oral culture where it's dumbed down not to four-hour arguments but to sound bites and bumper stickers and bumper sticker theology.
Yes, give the people more beer and burritos.
Right.
Kill them brown people. I mean, these people, they've done national surveys where the vast majority can't find Iraq on a map, college graduates. But they've got their opinion about Iraq.
And what was it, a third of them don't know what century World War II happened in now.
Yes, 80%+ of high school graduates don't know who the vice president is.
Right.
But they'll give you, but these very same people walk up and go, Alex, I think we should go into Iran. Them Iraners really want to get us. And I go, okay, what's the history of Iran? I probably read 10 books on the subject, and I don't claim to even be a novice. History's so big.
Yeah.
And they just have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. So the dumbing down makes it easier to pull this off. I still think that the American people, even if they're asleep, are a sleeping beast. And if they wake up, they have a lot of power, and they may be waking up.
Well, I would add to that that you do have a mass, hundreds of millions of people in North America, Canada, and the U.S. who are informed, who do know how to read, who do know. They're just kind of caught up in the fake left-right paradigm and confused by all the smoke and mirrors. There's different brands of propaganda and media. There's propaganda interlaced in NASCAR, and that's just Bush out there in a NASCAR uniform going, I love NASCAR. And then above that, you go all the way up to the Wall Street Journal, which is, you know, sophisticated propaganda. They mm-hmm. have different sub-brands and niches to program different masses of people. So understand, even if the general public are mindless furniture drooling and just thinking about how to have more baubles to look cool in front of their neighbors, and, you know, a bunch of strutting, simian-type creatures, that doesn't really matter because you've still got a giant cadres of people that are informed, and those of us that are informed and who aren't trying to be evil, you know, none of us are perfect. We're not trying to be evil, though. We're trying to do good. We outnumber the enemy thousands to one.
Well, and truth is power if we'll act on it. Otherwise, it's just entertainment.
Truth really is a weapon. I mean, it is powerful.
Only if we act on it. And I think that we may be at a turning point. And some of it is just overcoming the feeling that there's something shameful and wrong about accusing your government of this.
That's right. We put ourselves in a cage.
Yes. And once you get past that and are able to say, wait a minute, they did the experiments at Tuskegee. The CIA did bring drugs into L.A. You can make a long list of the things that they've done and say, yes, we've done it in the past.
I've got Chicago Tribune, hundreds of thousands sterilized, girls that would make under a B+, single-parent homes,
right.
White, black, didn't matter. They just would take them and have medical students cut their, I don't want to get into it, but the point is, I mean, that, how'd they keep that secret for 60 years?
That's right. And this is America, too. And once we see this, we can stand on truth and gain power.
Absolutely. Fred, Rick, Richard, Dennis, and many others, we're going to move quickly to your calls on the other side with Pastor Davidson Lohr.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see.
Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up tonight, I'm going to have a showing of Terror Storm, the final one for this week. There'll be two more next week on Wednesday and Thursday, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. And you can get your tickets. They're selling out very quickly. Go to InfoWars.com, link through the Alamo Drafthouse website, get your tickets, or drive by and get your tickets now. They'll try to keep 20 back after it sells out. They try to, you know, keep 20 seats that they sell just at the door 30 minutes before. But the tickets that are available are about to sell out, so get your tickets now at InfoWars.com. I want to go back to your calls now. Pastor, you said you're going to come to the event tonight?
Yes.
Well, I look forward to seeing you there. We'll have you a seat reserved. Let's go ahead, Fred in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. I want to talk about the misuse of the Security Council for the basically the framing the country of Iran. The way I see it, it seems to me that we're going to have a strategy of hold 'em and hit 'em. In other words, the first thing that will go into play will be sanctions, according to Rice and these other people.
And then they'll claim that they didn't follow those, and then they have their reason to attack.
Yeah, there's going to be no air service, a ban on parts or vital equipment, you know, even things like water filters.
Just for a second. Think about Iraq. They have been under siege for 15 years now. Okay, they have been bombed into oblivion. They have less power now than they had before. Yes, they're now starting the siege against Iran. Go ahead.
Right. There will be a ban on things, even things like utility parts, things to do with telecommunications, things to do with water utilities in Iran. They're going to restrict training and education of people coming out of Iran. There's going to be a ban on international programs.
Yeah, it's
for
called
Iranian
siege.
People.
It's called siege.
Right, and no negotiation by anyone, including, let's say, Finland or Sweden or anybody else, will be able to talk to Iran, because the UN Security Council has the power to change international relations according to their resolutions.
Fred, you're absolutely right. Do you have a comment or question for our guest?
I think people should be aware that it's they're using these structures of peace for war.
Well, it's
for
war
peace.
Is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is.
Yeah, I'd say we've talked about Karl Rove saying publicly that they create the reality as they go along, and the spin that they give to the public is never intended to be true. The spin they give to the public is intended to be the best tactic to sell the agenda that they want to sell. So if calling black-white is what does it, they'll call black-white, and they feel justified in doing this because they think they're on a sacred mission.
Well, that's really it. And think of the how arrogantly and how stupid they think we are, that their own memos get released where they're going, we're going to lie to him and claim he's got WMDs, and we ought to stage some war provocation, and we want to do this, and we need to crack down on dissidents domestically. I mean, that's all available to people,
right.
But it's so scary. A lot of people who are smart willfully decide to just disregard it.
Right. That's why the big lie works.
Thanks for the call, Fred. We're going to come back and talk to Rick, Richard, Dennis, and others with our guest. He's Davidson Lohr. His book is America, Fascism, and God, Sermons from a Heretical Preacher. I've had a chance to scan through the book. I haven't read it entirely yet, but it's a good book. It's a quick read, too. You need to get it, and you can link through at InfoWars.com to a place to buy it. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.